God will be read unto us out of the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 21. John 10, the infallible Word of God will be read unto us out of John 10, 1 through 21.
John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Here ends the reading of God's Word.
Congregation, chapter 10, follows chapter 9, you would say that's clear. But 9 means that a blind man was made seeing, and he was led out of the service of the temple, and Christ revealed himself to him. The Lord Jesus says in this chapter that they were driven out. He was driven out of the temple. Do you know why? The Pharisees said, We are the disciples of Moses. And he said, I am the disciple of Jesus. Different. And therefore he was hated. They even denied that he was healed. They denied that he was healed. They asked the parents and they said, he can speak for himself, old enough. They feared the Pharisees. when he was out of everything, thrown out of the temple and the synagogue, Christ revealed himself to him. Would you believe in him? He says, Lord, who is he that I might believe? Christ. He said, you have seen him. I am he. And he had enough. He heard, says John in 10, the voice of the shepherd and followed him and went in and was saved, going out and going in. We will see this night for reflection about our own spiritual state and the glory of God. We'll listen to some text verses of the second parable, because Christ first spoke about himself as entering the door later in 9:7. He said, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't hear them. I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In the first place, we can only enter into the flock of Christ by the door. He is called the door of the sheep. He's not for the goats. He's only the door of the sheep. And that blind man was one of the sheep. He went in through the door. That's first. What does it mean when you enter into the flock, into the fold? It means that you're saved. For Christ says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, sotezatai, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, there's two spoken of two things, life in Christ. We need it once for all. And secondly, to be fed, go in and out and find pasture. God doesn't alone give Christ to be the life-giving saver, but he also gives Christ to be the feeder of his flock. And he feeds them with the word and in the way of the sacrament. Go out, go in, and find pasture. Now, how does he feed him? By giving his life. So, if the Lord's Supper is there, he gave his life for ungodly. Some people say he knows his sheep and he knows them. He says, how long shall I suffer thee? But I love you with an eternal love. And I'll give my life for you. But that's it. Anything more? And he will sustain that spiritual life, how far it may be down, until the last day. He will let them go in and out, that they might find pasture. Congregation that's exclusive. I mean, Christ is only the door of the sheep, not the general's door, but the turonton probata, the door of the sheep. There are no goats coming in, only sheep. They might be big or small. Lambs. He's caring for lambs more even. He carries them in his arms. with the door of the sheep. He says to the Pharisees, if you don't enter through me, you're not a sheep of the flock. They denied Christ as the Savior. He says, if you don't, so he spoke to the Pharisees and the priests, the legalists. And he says, if you don't enter through me, you're not of the flock. It's rather sharp, isn't it? But that's the same with the Lord's Supper. If you don't enter through Christ, you can't enter. I am the door, he says. Now, the first question I would ask you, dear friends, have you ever have a place outside of the door? Have you ever been outside of the door of the flock? Have you ever been knocking at the door, but closed? Have you ever felt the happiness of the people of God and your misery? If Christ is the door and you have to enter, there has to be, and that's by nature since the fall in paradise, a standing outside of the door and outside of Christ. Have you ever been without faith or without hope in the world? Have you ever seen the glory and joy of the people of God and yourself excluded? No, you can't enter the door by baptism or by church membership. Christ says, I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter, shall be saved. So it means that the judgment and the wrath of God is upon you if you're outside of the door. And I've been outside of the door. And wrath was upon me. And I saw the joy of my Father, child of God. And I wasn't. Saw my misery because of sin, fall in paradise, and my depraved nature. And do you know what happened? I thought I could never be converted. Oh, the people of God, the happy people, but me, a miserable man. Do you know what I saw? A wall and not a door. A separation between me and God. Now, well, the Lord Jesus says, but I am the door. There's only one door. The door of the sheep. To get in the fold. To get your sins forgiven. A new life in Christ. No, my door are not my promises. My true knowledge. My wisdom and practice. Christ is. Entering in by him. The door in the Bible is also the gate. Scriptura. And do you know, in the Old Testament, gate means more than just the door. You know what happens in the gate? Justice finds place. The judges are in the gate. And the judge will surely condemn me. But Christ says, I am the door for my sheep. You know who's a sheep? He condemns himself. And I'm not going into detail this night. He condemns himself. There has come a moment that he has to shut up his mouth. Condemned. And do you know what Christ says? I had an old man in my congregation, and he says, Am I pastor a sheep of the Lord? I said, I don't know. I know one thing. He has only lost sheep in his flock. Isn't it? You know what he did? He says, let me be condemned, you are free. Let me be out that you might be in. Let me be counted as your sins. Let you be counted as my righteousness. And how do I get it? By faith. By a given faith and a given Savior entering through the door. And you know what's said? Salvation at sotezetai, being delivered from the wrath of God. Having peace with God in Christ, everlasting life through him, from outside to inside, from wrath to peace, from trouble to love. May I ask you, when you go to the Lord's Supper, have you entered through the gate? By the righteousness of Christ, not your own. I've tried to be a good man and I couldn't. And then he says, you don't need it. Let me be your good man, and I want to have you as a bad man. Right, Lord. My dear congregation, let me be a bit pastoral this night. I hear you again saying, but I have to. I tell you this, all your do's and do nots have to be gone. And his do's should be your do's. And I hear you. And I hear you, Pastor, I have to. And I'm not prepared, and tomorrow it's Lord's Supper, and all things are testifying against me. My whole life. But if God is before you, for you, who will be against you? If he is your door, you can't enter him by your own righteousness. Condemned are you. Only by the righteousness and the faithfulness and the holiness of Christ Jesus, who went into the separation to be separated from his Father, that he would give you an everlasting life in him alone. Oh, poor sinner. Why do you want to be a goody-goody and you're not? Is there someone this night who says, I've sinned from my youth on? I'm not worthy that he would let me enter in. Listen, he has only one kind of sheep, lost ones, prodigals. The whole question in John 10 is the whole question, eh? Why is the shepherd there? Hirelings have the flock for their own interest, for the wool and the meat. They're hirelings for the wages and the parsonages. Pastor, but ministers like good parsonages, you. Christ hadn't only, he had a castle, and he got no stone. You know what the Lord Jesus says? I'm not to come to minister at, but to minister and give my life as a ransom. You know, a legalistic man is angry when I speak this. But a poor lost sinner says, oh, I hear there is hope, there's hope. The Pharisees hated it. They couldn't lose and be loosened from their own works. But if he is someone who's lost for his own works, I know a Savior and a door. And who enters in by faith in him will be delivered from his sins and be brought back to the communion with God. We're all outside, eh, by nature. You're not born inside. You need to be born again for insight. The thief cometh not, that's the Pharisees. He has the flock for his own. It's not only thieves. The first parable is thieves. It's now thief. Thieves are hired by the thief. Who is the thief? The devil. First thing he did in paradise, he stole the people of God from God, Adam and Eve, for his own interest. First thing. Second thing he did, you can read it here, to kill. He said to Adam and Eve, you're not going to die if you sin, but you will be like God. They lied and they believe lies. And second and third, he's not only to kill, he is to destroy, apolusai. But you're lost forever. And he says, happy am I. How many can I pull with? For I'm lost and can't be saved. See, always people of God in our midst. What the devil always does, he entices you to sin. He brings you to sin. And when you have sinned, he says, happy am I. I'm getting him. But Christ says, I'm the door for lost sinners. When there is the Lord's Supper, we don't come to the Lord's Supper to be righteous ourselves. I tell you this, no one has any righteousness to stand before God, the world not, and the people of God not. No one has anything. Says the Bible. God has brought us all under sin, all what's in the Bible under sin. You know, a Pharisee has good and evil. God's people has only evil. Are you one? But the gate is the place of judgment. And do you know what God does in the gate? He judges and condemns his son and sets his people free. Because the shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Why? He has loved them with an eternal love and therefore draw them to himself by the Holy Spirit. But there are no goodies. No. I'm busy in the Netherlands with the life of David, and I look to his family, and the one son murdered the other. A brother took a daughter. Absalom threw his father from the throne. If I look to that family, I love David, child of God. But if I look to that family, if he was among us, probably we would have said, do you know what David said? How do you know, Pastor? Simei was cursing him. He says, the Lord has says cursed him. He says, no, Dad. I'm the cause of everything. But he was a shepherd. And he has made the sheep. And he got a shepherd. Psalm 23. We hope to listen tomorrow morning to that portion of the scripture. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, to destroy. I came that they might have life. Now what's life? Eternal life. What's eternal life? Living long? Eternal life is not quantity, but quality. You know what's eternal life? Know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Loved by the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You know what's life? It's being reconciled with God. Have an eternal life to glorify God, loved by him, having peace in him. As a young man, so long ago in Canada, he fought. He's had an illness, very sick. An elder of one of the congregations, a friend of mine, came. He says, have you heard about the story? I said, what is it? He says, half a year before he passed away, I believed that God would save him. But it didn't look like. He fought 3 days before God turned him. This made his parents and I wrestled. Pastor wasn't there, and he said, let me go see the boy. He said, you have to. I'm not here. And I went. And he read about the Lord Jesus lifted up as the brazen serpent, the cross. And I asked him, although I knew he fought, he said, have you ever seen him? He said, yes, Pastor. He said, well, he thought, well, now. He said, do you know when you have seen him, your sins are forgiven you? By a true faith. He says, Pastor, God did it this night. And he had life eternal. Yeah, we know, we sometimes speak about deathbed conversions. Now I know one, the murderer at the cross, a deathbed conversion. He was even nailed to the cross. Yeah, it's not the usual way, I know. But that's the saint's way. And have eternal life. Let me give some examples. We need it today. Came to a deathbed, an old lady was there. I said, "How is it with your state from it for eternity?" And she said, "Pastor, I'm fearing hell." I said, "Probably you'll come there." My elder stared at me and said, "Why do you say this so rough?" I said, "Probably she comes there." And I said to her, "There is a people of God. It has nothing to do with hell nor heaven. They have to be reconciled with God, sins forgiven them. And it can only happen by the coming in of the Lord Jesus in the soul. Not hell nor heaven. But, oh Lord, forgive me my sins, they are manifold. I deserve hell." And she stared at me, said, Lord, open her eyes. 3 days later, I came again. I said, "How is it?" And she glanced and shone. And God was shining upon her. She said, "Hey, he has come." He said, "He has come." He said, "He has come." And I knew she had eternal life, peace with God. You know how she died, passed away. In the cushions, bones. And her daughters took up her arms and she said, "Let's sing. May God bless you all." And so she passed away. Yeah, but Pastor, there's been a time in my life that it was like it. But now, I forsook him. I promised him and it'll pay him. I'm slothful in exercises of faith and prayer. I'm busy in the things of the world, but I can deny that it happened in the past, but probably I forsook it all and forsaken. No, he will come back. Grace and mercy. Some people think we have to follow grace and mercy. But do you know what Psalm 23 says? Grace and mercy will follow us. And it's true. Goodness and mercy will follow us, 23. God won't leave nor forsake you. You might have forsaken him for 520 years, but he can't forsake you. Why not? You're his. He got you from the Father. Backsliding is back and is bad, surely. Backsliding is bad. But tell me who didn't for a while. Who didn't? Where's the time that the Lord delivered your soul and sins? Oh, yeah. Backslidden. And he will go out and in again and find pasture. Do you know the wonder of the Lord's Supper is that it's always the same blood and the same meat for changing people? That's for me always a wonder in the Lord's Supper. The Lord says, "I'm not changed." Yeah, but Pastor, it's not so easy. I'm not saying it's easy. God will show you what you did. You lament it, cry about it. But he will go out and come in again and find pasture. And what is the pasture? Green pastures. And what's to feed? His blood for the forgiveness of all our sins. And meat, what it means, that's the body of Christ by which he actively obeyed the law. And it's broken for a lawbreaker, for a Mephibosheth, a dead dog. And he will go out, but come in again and find pasture. Blood for forgiveness and meat for righteousness. And I have nothing of my own and sin. Sin and wrath. If I look to the law. For the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He fights with the wolf. But it's more here. He giveth his life for the sheep. His righteous life. His obedience. For disobedient sheep, for dark sheep, for sheep they think they can't be a sheep anymore. He says, you're still my sheep, and I'm still your shepherd. You know, if you have some experience of this grace, you're coming to the table weeping and crying. Broken and humbled. So good things. That precious blood and that precious meat, that blood for passive obedience at the cross and that meat for active obedience to the law, he says, come and eat and be satisfied. Have nothing to me. And I'm your all. Come and eat and drink. Congregation, I can't stand if you would come with serious thoughts. I hope you have. With prayers, I hope you have. I can't stand when you're humble and are proud of it. I hope you may come as a rotten. Lost. Fading away sinner. He says, come and eat. I give my life for the sheep. And an hireling fleeth. Because the sheep doesn't bring him any good anymore, and then he fleeth to heart. But the good shepherd speaks, and they hear the voice. You know, it's not only the sound, it's the doctrine. You know what's the doctrine of the good shepherd? All is sin, and I am your righteousness only. Time and eternity. Congregation. The consistory said, we are happy there are young people a lot. It wouldn't be when we do this service so long. But eternity comes. And there will be a gate. And we are a wise virgin resting on Christ, you can come in. But if you're outside of Christ, you will be outside of the flock, of the everlasting joy and communion. Oh, congregation, only in him is peace. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. I know how they are. I know what they did. I know what they think. But they are mine. But they are mine. And they know me. Listen. Some people say you can go to the Lord's Supper without knowing Christ. You can't. For they know me. It might be a glimpse. And the other foot says, do you know? Could I only know his name? And he knew him. If you know him, you say, what do I know of him? What do I really know of him? But I heard his voice. And I saw his face. And I felt his peace. I know them. And they know me. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I be willing, and I lay down my life for the sheep willingly. Say, let me die for you, that you might live in me. But oh, congregation, if you want to come in your own clothes, outside you will be. You might come to the Lord's Supper, but you have no part nor sharing in Christ. If you come with your good works, leave them alone. Leave them alone. If you come with your best prayers, I'm saying you need it in need time and not in need time. But leave them alone. He is asking ruined sinners to eat and to drink and to be fed. Have peace. I am the door of the sheep. And the Pharisees were the sheep of Moses. And the blind man thrown out of the temple did flee the words of the Pharisees and heard the voice of Jesus, were brought in to everlasting glory. His name be glorified. Oh, that we might have this Lord's Day, a Lord's Supper, where Christ is serving and ministering his people, to feed them to everlasting life, to restore them and to bring them back to life in communion with him. Love, everlasting love, peace, everlasting peace. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I know it's terrible with me, but I can't without thee. I know thee, and I know thou knowest me, but sometimes I'm so far off. The world, the religion, draw me tomorrow. Draw thy people. Let them eat and drink and be satisfied in thy sacrifice only for time and eternity. The poor beggar is filled. And the rich man is sent away. To thee be the glory forever and ever. Amen.